The following is a production of Des Moines Sears Media. Good morning, and welcome to the Creating Positive Energy podcast with me, David Sears. Have you noticed that we tend to feel lonelier now at home? We come home and isolate ourselves from the world and get lost in a television show or social media feed. That just makes us to continue to feel more lonely and isolated instead of doing what our bodies are wired to do. Interacting with other humans. We don't go and interact with people anymore, and that is a huge problem. Most of us don't know our neighbors. Most of us don't have physical people that can support us and listen to us when we need to vent or seek comfort. I am as guilty of this as you are. I work so much that I'm rarely home, and when I am home, I tend to stay inside and turn my mind off by watching television or playing video games or reading. But that's not healthy. For centuries, human beings would interact with other people every day in person at taverns, town squares, or other social gathering sites. But what if I told you there is a place that you can interact with people every day without having to leave your neighborhood? I want to challenge you today to do something that many people will have difficulty with. I want you to go next door, knock on the door, and say hi to your neighbor. See how they're doing. See if you can offer them help in any way. Just have an actual in-person conversation and learn about where your neighbor is from. Then I want you to try and do that the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. Be friendly, be warm, and be a good listener. Leave the phone in your pocket. Give that neighbor 100% of your attention. It's going to be scary at first. Most of us are now isolationists. That's not healthy. Humans are social creatures that need to interact with other humans in person. And studies are showing that the older we get, the more we need to rely on our neighbors. In 2014, the Rutgers School of Social Work did a study entitled Continuity and Change in Relationships with Neighbors, Implications for Psychological Well-being in Middle and Later Life, and was published in the September 2014 issue of the Journals of Gerontology Series B, Psychological and Social Sciences. It showed that as we get older, neighbors play a massive part with our levels of satisfaction in life. The social interaction with neighbors, whether it is bringing them their mail or making them a hot meal, helps older people mentally and physically. Providing everything from assistance in emergencies to transportation to daily social interaction, contact with neighbors was found to provide a boost of well-being. Participants who reported continuously low levels of contact with their neighbors and participants who experienced losses in contact were at greater risk for poor psychological well-being. So please, follow Mr. Rogers' advice and go out and meet your neighbor. You will definitely improve your mental health and theirs. And who knows, you may make a best friend. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Creating Positive Energy. Please like, share, and subscribe. The show is available on all major podcasting platforms. If you would like to advertise on this show or any other show on Des Moines Sears Media, feel free to message me on X at @DavidSears1982, on Instagram at @DavidSears1982, or email me at DavidSears1982@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow me on those platforms as I tweet a lot and post lots of memes and inspirational memes. I look forward to sharing positive things with you every day and growing this show with listeners and like-minded people like you. I'm David Sears, and remember, today is a great day to have a great day.
The proceeding has been a production of Des Moines Sears Media.